This is the 880 All Local, catching you up on the stories making news. Here's the latest from the WCBS newsroom.
On this coldest day of the season, 5,000 people at a public housing complex in the Bronx are without heat and water. WCBS's Steve Burns has more from Castle Hill.
It's almost like clockwork at this point. Cold weather hits and the heat goes out at an NYCHA complex. Taran was headed inside a building at the Castle Hill houses with his grandmother.
Very bad for a 92-year-old elderly person that lives in the building. Very bad.
He says they've turned the oven on inside for warmth.
And that is the one thing that we try to tell them not to do, but they still end up having to do it.
It was just 10 years ago when then-Mayor Mike Bloomberg held a press conference here, talking about green energy investments, including new boilers.
This is not one of the older projects where the boilers are 60 years old.
Right.
These are brand new. There should be no issues at all.
NYCHA's already off to a bad start, says the Legal Aid Society's Redmond Hassan.
It's not promising for the start of the cold weather.
He says financial help from the city and state needs to come quicker.
What has been allocated so far is really only a drop in a bucket to get these buildings where they need to be. We're not seeing these outages on a daily basis.
In the Castle Hill section of the Bronx, Steve Burns, WCBS, News Radio 880.
NYCHA says the heat and water at Castle Hill should be back by 5 this afternoon. The city is launching a new round of inspections for possible lead contamination. A recent watchdog report found many homes of lead-poisoned kids have gone unchecked. Mayor de Blasio tells WNYC.
We're at the point now, thank God, that lead paint poisoning is down 90% since 2005. So we're at the point now where we're on the verge of eradicating it. If anyone says, oh, that's impossible, that sounds crazy, I mean, I remind people of historical realities with disease like polio that literally was eradicated in this country.
The city will send letters and robocalls to as many as 100,000 families across the city, telling them the children who used to live in their buildings tested positive for lead poisoning. President Trump says former Mayor Michael Bloomberg doesn't have the magic to do well in the presidential election and will only hurt Joe Biden's chances. The president is calling him Little Mike. WCBS's Marla Diamond reports Bloomberg is considering joining the race because he thinks the Democratic Party has gone too far to the left.
Mike Bloomberg has dispatched staffers to Alabama to collect signatures ahead of today's filing deadline there. The New York Times reports the former mayor and his advisors called a number of prominent Democrats Thursday to tell them he was seriously considering the race after bowing out earlier in the year. CBS News political correspondent Ed O'Keefe says Bloomberg did have confidence that Joe Biden's centrist strategy could help him defeat Donald Trump.
Problem is, he's seen Joe Biden slip in the last few weeks, and now he's getting nervous that somebody like Elizabeth Warren or Bernie Sanders could overtake the field, end up the Democratic nominee, and potentially, with their liberal ideas, hand the White House back to President Trump.
Bloomberg has been a vigorous advocate for gun control and battling climate change. But he is already facing questions about his age, 77, and his vast fortune. Elizabeth Warren tweeted, "Welcome to the race," with a link to a wealth tax calculator billionaires would pay under her plan. In Midtown, Marla Diamond, WCBS News Radio 880.
In the Weather Center, meteorologist Bob Larson, we've hit 40 here in lower Manhattan, but with that breeze, it certainly feels chillier than that.
It certainly does, Michael. December-like cold across the tri-state today. It will stay windy and a mix of sun and clouds, a high of 40 to 44, more than 10 degrees colder than average. Wind chills in the upper 20s and low 30s. The wind, though, will diminish fairly quickly tonight, turning out clear, a low of 29. A freeze warning is in effect for the city and nearby suburbs. Chilly again tomorrow, but not windy. Sunshine and giving way to some clouds in the afternoon. 42 for the high, then milder on Sunday, partly sunny. And Sunday's high up to 52. Right now it's just 34 in Fishkill. It's 41 in Edison. 40 in Midtown with a high of 41. The current wind chill is 29.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.